Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are already into the third and final hour, jam-packed with news and information. Another great guest joining us, Steve Shank, in about 30 minutes. I need to have Frank Albo up for 2 hours sometime to open the phones up and take your calls. He's not just an expert on the occult here and a scholar. I mean, you name it, from Cambridge and also over in the Netherlands and in Canada. I mean, this guy has been schooled all over the planet on these things. He is a researcher, fellow at the University of Winnipeg, and a specialist in ancient Near Eastern religions and Western esoteric traditions. His groundbreaking discoveries of the Freemasonic symbolism in Manitoba Legislative Building have been featured in several national media, as well as in recently published bestseller, The Hermetic Code, now available at Infowars.com. Now, Frank, we're going to break here in a minute and come back with a long segment, but right now, I just want to bring this up. I'm in England. I'm in Canada. I'm which they admit, you walk into the capital, at least it was up there last month when I was there, and you walk in, they have a big display saying this building is dedicated to the goddess of liberty, and here she is. And she's up there, and she's got the ones, you know, the lone star in her hand and a sword in the other. But it's the same thing over and over again. The horn god or the male god guards one side, and then the female goddess, and then, as you said, all the other goddess, whether it be Eulogia or Diana, it's all the same thing. It's just different names, whether it be Roman or Greek or Babylonian or Egyptian or Germanic. It doesn't matter. It's always Indian, Japanese. I mean, this is even cultures that didn't communicate with each other. They worship the same things. And we go back 12,000 years, we've got the goddesses really being the first thing that was worshipped. Now, fertility, like, wow, women can make babies. That's where all this starts, as you know well. But for the listeners, what's really sick about the sacrifice is in England, wherever they have the goddess being drawn by a chariot or cherubim or by demons or by goblins, it depends. You will have that set in a giant star, and then in front of her, you will have a huge war dead. You know, I mean, in one case, it was one for 200 and something thousand in England. Here, it'll be the Alamo in front of her. There's always that sacrifice of war dead placed before the altar, or placed around it as offerings. Is that not what you've also found in your research?
Yeah, well, as you're walking up to the entrance of the legislative building, the figure in the center, who is like the kind of god, the resident goddess, called Lady Manitoba. Interesting that in Cree, the word, the Aboriginal language, Manitoba means where the creator sat. And for indigenous people here, they believe this is kind of the center of all creation, where all the other tribes of indigenous tribes first, you know, where man was created.
There are powerful places. There are magnetic fields. No one knows why. They think D.C. is one of these. Austin, mm-hmm. Texas, San Francisco, Bohemian Grove is another one, yeah.
No, but this figure in the center has, on either side of her, this is this seated Lady Manitoba, fully dressed in military regalia. On one side of her is a woman offering her child, and on the other side is this kind of cornucopia from the field. And so these are all kind of icons to represent that this fertility goddess in the center is we're shown that she is kind of the fertility both of
and
the womb
being
and the
offered,
soil.
She's being offered a baby.
Well, yeah, it looks very much like that.
Well, I mean, you go to the Bohemian Grove headquarters in San Francisco, and carved in stone on the four corners is a man throwing a baby in a fire.
Mm-hmm.
These people don't play games.
Well, you know, and see, this is the, you know, kind of to turn things full circle, I don't want to, I really want to get this point out to your listeners. This isn't just some detached building in Canada that has no kind of connection to a larger picture, because when the building was dedicated, and this is a very important kind of feature of dedicating a temple, is the laying of the cornerstone. You see evidence of this even with George Washington.
The corn and the wine.
Right. Now, when the cornerstone...
Stay
of the
there. I want to hear it. Long segment coming up. Plenty of time. Folks, it's a huge coffee table book. It is $35 because it is lavish. I mean, it is glossy, full color, every page. Big coffee table book. Infowars.com.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a two-pack for only $99 or a four-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
It's here after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today on Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You wonder why the governments of the world have such unity, the Western world. You wonder why they do so many wicked things. They believe when they kill a child with Ritalin or Prozac or with pesticide, like they do in the pesticide force trials on kidnapped children here in the U.S., that this is a sacrifice. It's the ultimate excuse for whatever evil they do. And they believe in, the Illuminati believes, when you use that 17th century term, the illuminated ones, the enlightened ones, they believe that they do destructive things to only rebuild it later. So see, it's not even a religion of psychopaths. Their servants are psychopaths. That's their attack dogs that they take very good care of, and they destroy them as well. But to them, it's a great work. It's a beautiful thing. Oh, look at them dying. The goddess is supping on their blood. And then she will give us back a bounty. They believe the blood of our dead is a fertilizer. Well, I got news. How about you all line up elite and you throw yourselves into pits? Or how about you? No, you're a bunch of freaks, and you're a bunch of scum, and you're a bunch of inbred trash. Okay, and all you do is create evil, and you are not in balance. Even if you take their baloney religion, you are not in balance. Okay, you're about as in balance as Emperor Palpatine, and they're just a bunch of hedonist psychopaths, and it's all a big joke to them. They go have orgies and rituals and murders, and it's just it's so fun, and the general public has no idea it's even going on. I mean, right up here at the Capitol, they have a giant black pentagram with two double obelisks facing in towards each other, with a pentagram with the bottom facing east, completely satanic, and they have thousands of dead Texas police officers around it as the sacrifice. Going back to our guest, the book is The Hermetic Code. I hope you get it at Infowars.com. It's out of the Winnipeg Free Press. It's a big, glossy coffee table book. You know, we got about 20 minutes left. Any area, any fashion, anything you want to get into that we haven't covered, sir?
Yeah, well, I just wanted to kind of clarify the context of, you know, this building, because I don't want it to kind of seem as some kind of regional building out in Winnipeg that has kind of no connection to the kind of larger kind of Masonic picture. But
the Masonic Kingdom.
Well, yeah, you know, and you know, this was very much true of the visionaries of Washington, D.C., but no one's actually seen the kind of northern side of this story, which is rather quite elaborate. And, you know, I'd size this building up against every other building with...
What about the San Francisco City Hall? It has some similar dimensions.
Oh, well, you know, I don't know if you're going to find another building in the world that I know of that enacts legislative power that has, you know, a 666 in it, an Ark of the Covenant, references to sacrificial deities, and with a blazing image of the occult magus Hermes on the dome and hidden hieroglyphic inscriptions. There are hidden hieroglyphic inscriptions on the roof that I've had.
Well, I want to talk about that. Go ahead and talk about the context of it all connected, and then go ahead.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's a grand, massive cathedral of occult philosophy. It's just inscribed in stone, and the idea is that this building acts as a kind of conduit for these two principal deities that the building's dedicated to. One is a goddess of fertility, and the other is Mercury, the messenger god. Now, these two figures symbolically are in the center of the building, this star in the center, and right above them, this image of Hermes. Now, it turns out when the cornerstone of the building was laid, in 1913, there was an alignment in heaven exactly like what was happening in the legislative building, a superimposition between Venus and Mercury in the heavens. Now, it turns out, and I have evidence of this, that there is to be conducted in that building a Masonic initiation rite on the exact same conjunction of Mercury and Venus. So this is, you know, I've looked at other evidence of other buildings, Alex, that, you know, there's, you know, seemingly esoteric symbols and whatever. But this is the Bible of occult philosophy in one building, in one place, which is seated in the center of our great continent.
Well, really, studying the building and reading your book, and then years ago we had you on looking at it, it's almost like a Rosetta Stone. It's got, like, all of the designs kind of put into one.
Exactly. That's right. I mean, I think a Rosetta Stone is a perfect term for it because, you know, that's why I've spent so much time on it, is that I've just kind of been unfolding it more and more, and it's just revealing a greater history, so much so that I've been able to, I've just been fascinated to the point where, and this might even, you know, be an anathema to some of your listeners, I've, you know, joined the Masonic Fellowship to find out what exactly these people do and what exactly is the basis of their rites so that I can understand the context of what's going on. Kind
now,
of like
you know, though, you know that 99% of Masons are porch Masons. In fact, more than 99. Maybe one out of 1,000 becomes a real Mason.
That is correct.
And, then, and there's really 360 degrees.
Well,
now,
yeah,
now humans only go up into the 186th or so. There's a few honorary degrees above that, and then it's deities.
Well, there's about 1,600 Masonic degrees. Everybody that seems so concerned with the 33 degrees of Scottish Rite.
Well, I'm talking about major degrees. Well, I mean, give us your perspective. Tell us.
Well, I mean, the 33 degrees of Scottish Rite, which is often touted as being kind of the highest, you know, pinnacle of the kind of Masonic hierarchy, is really a misnomer because Freemasonry emerged out of, you know, continental, out of Europe, and there you have a whole majority of degrees that deal with theurgy, which is a kind of fancy term for magical invocation of spirits. You do not find this in any of the kind of 33 degrees.
And then
you've
got a pantheon of spirits on that 360 degree, then you have sub-degrees in between those. And you also get into Aleister Crowley in your book.
Yeah, that's because... my hypothesis is that the only people that could be really responsible for this like super occult building would have been members of the most foremost occult order at the turn of the 20th century, which was the Hermetic Order of the Golden Dawn. And Aleister Crowley was given the number, or he actually self-designated himself as the number 666. And
He said 666, the beast.
That's right. I mean, but that's because he was kind of an occult rock star and a showboat, and he just wanted to shock people. But anyways, and this is something that I found right on the architectural drawings, the architect writes 666 in the Grand Staircase Hall, which is the most noted staircase hall in all of Canada.
So in the plans, it's not just the sun god calculation, 666 is in them.
I was always surprised with this, and then when I measured the length and width of this grand staircase, it turns out to be 66.6 feet in width and 66.6 feet in length. This is not subject to debate. There is a 666 in this building where legislative power is enacted. You know, this is, you know, and this, of course, creates a lot of fervor among, you know, the government here, which have tried to shut down my tour and to some degree have been not very supportive with the publication and the dissemination of this material. And you could understand why.
Well, what degree have you gotten to now in your exploration?
Of the craft?
Yes.
The third.
Well, I mean, they're never going to let you get very high. If they know you're not supposed to give any of the secrets away. And now you can say you reverse engineered it. So now you're going to try to, you know, go through the front door. You've already gone through the back door. And I'm going to tell you right now.
With my approach, I basically told them that, you know, anthropologists do ethnographies of foreign cultures all the time. And no one's actually done a bona fide ethnography of Freemasonry as a kind of participant observer. And,
but at the higher levels, even above the, you know, the White Brotherhood and all this baloney, they really worship a blood-drinking black dragon. So, I mean, have you gotten to that level yet?
No, God, no. I don't know any evidence of such a thing, at least from my research. I've spent a number of years in Europe looking at, I did an MA in Western esoteric traditions, and I specialized in Freemasonry, and I wasn't able to find... even in my research at the Ingolstadt Library, where the birthplace of the Illuminati is, I was surprised to find I was the only visitor to that archive in 30 years.
Ingolstadt University with Adam Weishaupt.
That's right. I was at the Stadt Museum in Ingolstadt, where it was founded, and I was surprised to find when I was presented with a number of original documents that no one's actually visited this stuff. So there's a lot of mispublication
well,
on
absolutely.
This material.
Well, absolutely.
Now, the real work.
Sure, hold on. Now, well, there's different veils here. But obviously, the general public still doesn't even know the Illuminati was even a real thing.
That's right.
Just like they don't know there's a North American Union. And the elite actually believe that's a lesser magic. The fact that they have it in plain view and that we're not aware of it, they believe even resonates more powerfully.
Well, I teach an entire course on the history of secret societies at university, so we kind of cover all of these domains, and the kind of showboat of this all is how you can kind of record things in symbols, and that's why, you know, this building is the kind of beacon for this kind of occult technology.
Well, I'll tell you right now that they believe these wars and everything they're doing is giving power unto them and nurturing the goddess and the horn god, and they're very destructive people, and obviously being in a nest of them is very dangerous unless you're just at the pizza party, you know, level where they sit around playing poker. You're not going to find very much going in the front door.
That's true, but there's a whole new vanguard of scholarship going on in Europe where you have people that have are getting their chairs of Masonic history, chairs of these are in recognized universities. These are people that are not members of any kind of fraternal organization.
Well, what do you say to the fact that the British are mad that almost every judge, every major barrister is a Mason? Masons can't seem to be put in prison, even when they kill kids. I mean, you have comments on that?
Oh, well, I mean, this is just part of... you know, there are 330,000 Freemasons in England, and a lot of them are extremely powerful. Of course, you're going to expect this nepotism.
Absolutely. Stay there. The book, The Hermetic Code, this is like announcing that North America exists and the public doesn't even know about it. You need to get the book, folks, and put it on your coffee table. We'll be right back.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
The disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 24, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, disease, and earthquakes in many places." We are living in this time of Earth's history. Many people are trying to understand the climactic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. 2 Peter says, "We have a more sure word of prophecy, and you do well if you take heed. But first know this, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation." The Bible says, "We'd like you to receive this new offer, Packet B, The Unholy Alliance." These materials document the global leaders, political and religious, behind the scenes. You will receive information regarding America and prophecy, tyrants and wars, the New World Order, and much more. As always, these materials are shipped to you at no charge. Please call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715. And ask...
Way up north. Way up north, to Alaska.
Well, we got to have him back up in the near future. That's clear, because he really is an expert on so many facets. You get a lot of these people that claim they're occult experts on, they don't know the head from a hole in the ground. He's got, what, 2, coming up on 3 degrees in this. He is a top scholar, trained in Europe, England, and Canada. And I've been interviewing him now for 2 years, in our second interview. And the Hermetic Code is out. He's signing each edition that you get through us. So we just did the deal. He's shipping us the books right now. And so then we'll ship them out to you here in the U.S. And he's going to ship them to us signed. And then we'll get them out to you folks. They are $35. I'll tell you right now, it's a big, expensive coffee book, a coffee table book. And literally, we're getting them for $25.
and then with shipping and stuff. But the point is, we're getting them out for you in 35 is cheap for how, that's how much these cost retail, because this is such a thick book, and it's, again, color pages. And this is something everybody needs to have, because you need to show people, hey, did you know all this? Did you know that these temples are everywhere? Did you know they're running things? Infowars.com, you can order right now or call 888-253-3139, the Hermetic Code. We got about 3 or 4 minutes left. Frank, you've got the floor. Elaborate more on how this is interconnected and how these Masons put out maps showing Winnipeg as really what they see as the center of North America.
Well, that's right. And I think the great vision in the 20s collapsed when the building opened because of the opening of the Panama Canal. But this new vision has reached a kind of resurrection with the North American Super Corridor Coalition and the Asia Pacific Gateway, which is all centered out of, you know, out of Winnipeg.
And again, roads are architecture, and all roads lead to Rome. They know that brings power. Where they put commerce cities, they believe the roads are magical. I mean, folks, they believe where you travel. They like to build their buildings on the ends of bridges. They believe they get power. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, I know this sounds like a lot of hocus pocus. And, you know, I don't certainly buy into it, but there are a lot of extremely powerful people that do.
And then they say the proof is in the pudding. They have all this power.
Well, you know, when you see exactly how they kind of configure this stuff, you could see how, you know, the belief is that this stuff does have power. And even anybody that steps into this place, they feel a kind of an aura that if you stand in the center of this star, it is totally outrageous. The kind of acoustics that goes on, and nobody knows that it's right there in their own backyard.
Well, even as a child, stepping into the Texas Star, the huge goddess temple, that's what the mounding domes are breast, folks, and they always have obelisk around, and we know what those are. That's the male member. And, of course, the doorways are the female genitalia, and this is all mainstream. I remember as a child, it wasn't placebo stepping into the star. I wonder what that is, what the stone does on these energy points of the planet.
Well, yeah, I'm not too schooled in that department, but I would suggest to other people that are wanting to do research in their own country that you should really look at what's called the laying in state right that happens in a number of legislative capitals in your country. And look at the symbolism of how that is conducted. One of
it's a sacrifice. They put them in the middle of the star.
Yeah, and it's entirely modeled on the third degree of Freemasonry. And every single person that has gone through this rite in Minnesota that I found out, and the archivist didn't even know why these guys are chosen, but I found out that they were all Master Masons. And so these guys die and get resurrected on the star in state capitals. And this is, you know, really groundbreaking research that I think somebody should take charge with it, because I think they'd find a lot of strange connections there.
Well, that was like Bohemian Grove when I was there. You know, people could say it's a play. Well, plays come from, the first plays were religion. It's done in a stylized format, folks, just like the preacher. And let me tell you, those old men in that crowd of 1,000 people, they were taking it deadly serious. They were breathing heavy. Some of them had tears in their eyes. Others were going, right next to me. And it is very serious.
Well, I know that during the break you said to me that I should be careful. And I said, and my response to you was, you know what, Alex, you got into the Bohemian Grove and you exposed that from the inside. And that's basically what I'm trying to do here is going in from the inside, because there's not a lot of people that are doing their job appropriately from the outside.
Oh, if the Masons called me today and said, come down to our rituals, I'd go down there, but they wouldn't do that. Because I already know all the little things they do. The point is that these guys always want to act like they got something hidden. And really, it's all just mind control, and it's the most ancient intelligence agencies with religious trappings all around it. The point is, even if you're an atheist, folks, who don't believe in all this, they believe in it. You know, the old saying is, you don't believe in the devil, but the devil believes in you. And you don't believe in God, but God believes in you. We'll talk to you soon, Frank Albo. Any websites you want to fire out, Frank?
Oh, yeah, you could consult my own website, frankalbo.com. The book's also, I want to direct all sales to you there, Alex.
Oh, I don't care. They can get it from frankalbo.com if they want. Frankalbo.com. I got links to it on infowars.com. Take care, my friend.
Take care. You too. Thanks for having me on.
I want to have you on for 2 hours soon, okay?
Do it.
All right, thanks.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that communism has stated that America would not jump from capitalism to communism, but our elected leaders would pass laws to socialize America, and one day we would wake up and have socialism, communism, and not even know how it happened? Have we seen this very type of socialization of America over the last 60 years? We've been pushed far down the slippery slope of socialism, communism, and don't even know it. Just as Nikita Khrushchev said, we'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 for your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
The Digestive Tract, a natural waste factory built within all of our bodies. Roughly 25 feet of tunnels designed to absorb nutrition and then dispel the waste. But what happens when the waste gets clogged up? More than 4 million Americans have frequent constipation, accounting for 2.5 million physician visits a year. Now there's AlloCleanse, an all-natural formula based on herbs and safe enzymes. AlloCleanse gently sweeps the entire digestive tract and supports comfortable, regular bathroom habits. You'll feel lighter, and you'll feel clean inside. And when you remove the waste buildup with AlloCleanse, you'll have more energy. Energy to use on other things, besides worrying about constipation.
For a risk-free trial of AlloCleanse, call 1-800-890-3525. Call in now to find out how you can get two free gifts with your order. Try AlloCleanse risk-free by calling 1-800-890-3525. That's 1-800-890-3525.
Well, I've been meaning to get him on for months, even before he was a sponsor. And he's Steve Schenck. eFoods Direct is the website. It's the J. Michael Stevens Group. It is the longest continually operating company in the United States with Storable Foods. What, 27 years? I'm going from memory here. I got Storable Foods from them about 6-7 years ago. They don't even remember that. So I just ordered about a 6-month supply. And then I got another year supply from him. It is the highest quality. He calls it clean food because to get all the organic certifications, if 1% of your stuff isn't, you know, then you can't. You got to jump through all their hoops. But it basically, most of it's organic, if not all of it. And I pick stuff I believe in. I've been telling you, buy gold, preferably bullion or semi-numismatic, where you get a collector value on top, you know, pretty much at melt value. I've been saying that for 7 years, and your money has doubled in the last 5. The dollar has been devalued by 58%. I mean, it's really no-brainer stuff. I say buy guns. Guns are for buying, not for selling. All my guns have gone up in value, and I don't even want to say how many I've got. I got a couple. And I got guns, gold, and storable food. And I got some food that got to be about 6 years old, and I gave it to family, And I told them, you know, it'll last a few more years. They're going to store it in the house, so it'll last a long time. Regardless, like Steve Shank says, and he's the real expert on this, is that you put that stuff up front. If it ever goes to martial law, you got the other stuff hidden. You go, okay, go ahead and take my food, and you give them the stuff that's 10 years old. And it'll last more than 10 in the house, but just technically you don't want to keep it longer than that. And you saw what happened in New Orleans where people were high and dry and they came and took their guns. But then they couldn't get all the guns, so mainly they waited for you to starve to come in and get food. Then they did a laboratory test for 2 days with food and water, not giving it to the tens of thousands in the Superdome. Folks, bottom line, I'm going to get even more storable food. I believe in water filters, guns, gold, and storable food. And food and water are the keys. Okay, I'm sorry I don't have any magical cure-all products here. We do sell good quality vitamins and stuff, but we won't tell you it'll make you live forever. But I'm telling you, without food, you will die. And they could have martial law, depression. Folks, there were middle-class people who were starving almost to death in the Great Depression. Okay, I'm telling you, you need to call Steve Shank, and you need to get his catalog. You need to order your supply of food. It is cheap. It is high quality. Go to PrisonPlanet.com. Huge banner at the top. If you don't get horrible food from Steve Shank, you are insane. Steve Shank, thanks for coming on with us.
Well, thank you very much. The only thing that I resent about your program is that you called me an expert, and I know the definition of that, Alex. It's the grip under pressure. But you know what? It's true.
Exactly, yeah.
Anyway, you know, you mentioned Louisiana, Sabrina. Well, I had an interview on my program a couple weeks ago from a man that was cordoned off. You see, a day before that storm hit, there was concertina wire spread. It was stretched 4 blocks away from the beach, right along the railroad track there. One of the fellows that called in and put in a supply of food as a result of hearing your program, we got to talking, and I got to tell you, he's a phenomenal guy, and what happened was that a day before the storm hit, they stretched concertina wire along 4 blocks away from the beach. Nobody could get in or out. You could not evacuate if you wanted to. His home was hit. It wasn't knocked off just for the simple reason that it was behind a big casino that took the brunt of the waves, but he had 5 feet of water in his home, so they lived in a tent on the beach. The only reason that they survived at all is because some friends that happened to be in the military, friends of his son, came by and dropped off a case of the MREs that will make you glow in the dark, walk sideways, and when I travel.
Oh, they taste terrible, yeah.
Yeah.
But it's better than nothing.
But listen to this. He had $200 in his pocket cash. They had no food, no water. He came on the program, and the very thing that you and I have been telling folks all the way along, at the point where food is not available, it doesn't make any difference how much money you've got in your pocket, you don't eat. And now, there were some horrendous, horrendous stories that this gentleman and his boy, his 13-year-old son, got on the radio with me on the interview. And just to give you an idea of what happens with the relief organizations, Feed the Children was down there.
They make you come and roll with the CPS. They make you go through all the social work stuff and beg.
Uh-huh. But it's even worse than that. They came down with empty trucks. And then they hired some of the young people that were down there behind the concertina wire and went down the whole row of schools, broke into the schools, and looted the cafeterias, then took the food out and grilled it, and had these same kids that were helping them loot the cafeteria give portions, and if they gave more of a portion, they were reprimanded, and if somebody had the gall or the audacity to ask for a little bit more food, they had a rifle muzzle pointed in their face and told to drop what they had and leave the line.
And also, the feds blocked Walmart and everybody else, and tens of thousands of firemen and Valiant police and others that showed up to try to help, they blocked them from getting in. This was all a laboratory test. But regardless, folks, it feels so good to have a couple of years of supply of food. And if you're not going to do that, 6 months. It's very inexpensive. I mean, you're talking like $1,400 for a year's supply. They've got got, and I mean, this is high quality food, ladies and gentlemen. This is stuff that tastes good, that lasts a long time. And you know, you buy car insurance, it doesn't feel good. You buy house insurance, it doesn't feel good because you know you're probably not going to use it. You're not even sure you can get it. This is take possession. That's why guns, gold, and food and things like that are so important, because this is in your hands. You now are in control. We don't do this because we live in fear. We do this because I'm in charge of my family, and I'm not going to let my babies go hungry. And anybody that comes around wanting my food is going to get their head blown off, and I'm going to take care of my family. Now, it's real simple. And I hope none of this stuff happens, but the feds are putting up billboards saying, get ready for nuclear attacks, you know, all this baloney, have a week's supply and all this. And let me tell you, major cities will turn into madhouses in a matter of days as these yuppies. So I'm ready to throw my food in the back of the truck and get out of Dodge, and nobody better get in my way on the way out of this cesspit. Steve Shank?
Tell you what, I waited to announce this. Because I knew that this program was coming up. Now, here's the deal, guys. Keep on going for your 3, 4, 5 year supply of food. You will need it. Everything that we're saying on my program, Fearless Radio, is right in accord with what you're hearing here with Alex. But I'm making an announcement today. Those of you that have web access, get up on the internet and go to efoodsdirect.com. Alex, we've got a brand new website up there, and it shows something that I'm going to announce right now. It's called the Patriot Pack. This is not, I repeat, not intended to replace your food supply. Put in that 3, 4, 5 year supply, and I don't care what you have to do, get it. If you can't stand us, and if you can't stand Alex because we're too obnoxious, go find some retailer, but read the warnings on our site before you do it. But the fact is, this is not intended to replace your regular food supply that's going to save you the lives of your families. This is called a Patriot Pack. It's a 2-case pack. It has 196 meals in it. That's 16 more meals than it takes to feed you 3 meals, 3 good solid 150% meals a day for 2 months. It's for one adult.
It's absolutely essential, a bare minimum.
This is something, 2 cases. They measure 1.5 by 1 foot by 7 inches high. You throw these in the trunk of your car and you get out of Dodge, and it's a month supply for 2 people, a 2 month supply for 1 person, and these are all what we call quick fix items. Highly nutritious. Half the stuff in there is health food stuff that is sold by the supplier that we have to health food stores and us. And the other half are some meals that we have had formulated specifically. All you do is add water and heat. Add water and heat. That's it. Now, the objective here, what this was stimulated by is this family that gave us their testimonies on radio, on my program, of what happened in the hurricane situation. This is hurricane season, guys. Any of you that are close to storm areas, get a hold of us. Get a pack of these, one of these packs in for each adult you got.
And again, these last 10 years like the other food?
Oh, yeah, 12 to 15 years. Say 10 to 12 just because some of it's formulated and we have to go with the least common denominator. Now, the pricing on these, and I hesitate usually to quote pricing, but it's important to you guys. You see, not only for the people that are in disaster areas, like the people that are up in the storm areas that got hit with the ice storms, people that are in earthquake areas, get some of these in for your immediate family. This is the ultimate grab-and-run kit. This has never been done before.
Well, give them the phone number. Give them the websites.
Okay, the website is efoodsdirect.com, efoodsdirect.com. And the phone number is 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. Now, our phone lines are going to light up. It's going to go far beyond our staff's ability to answer the phones. Leave a message and phone number, address, and we can get staff back to you right away. But the main thing is, over and above the grab-and-run thing, here's what we're finding. We did some experiments with this, Alex. What we're finding is that families that have students that are away, Get them one of these, stick it under their bed. When they go through the starving student era, they can open it up and have something to eat. But the main thing is it'll give them 2 months to find their way home and have food to do it. Now, in this thing, in addition to all the meals, and they can just get up on the website and see that, and those of you that don't have web access, we have the phone lines. We'll send out a packet to you that lists what's in it, and you can order right straight if you ask us what's in it. But the main thing is...
You'll send them a catalog.
It's a worksheet and some recordings, but it'll do what it needs to be done. But here's the list of other things. You got the starving student syndrome. What we're finding is disabled veterans that have limited cooking abilities, they can put water in these things, heat them up, and they have extremely nutritious meal. If you have elderly folks, they're still taking care of themselves, but elderly people nutritionally are in trouble. These things are super nutrition. They're better than the food that people are eating right now.
You got a lot of old folks paying more for dog food, and that's not an urban legend.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. These things are running about $1.70 to $1.80 a meal. And these are what I mean by 150% meals, Alex, is this is half again what you would normally consider a good meal. This is 16 ounces, 2 cups of good quality, nutritious, tasty food.
Highly fortified. 1-800-409-5633. 1-800-409-5633. Folks, ants store food for emergencies. Squirrels store food. Wolves, when they're done eating, will go stick it under something or try to bury it or bury bones. The point is that growing up with my grandparents on the farm, they would, sell the extra produce, eat a lot of it right there, can it. It was fun. We try to do that some, but for the average person, you're just too busy to do it. It's real simple. You need to have at least a few months' food. If you're smart because of the uncertainty, I mean, I would get at least a year's supply for each person in your family. That's what I have. And you need to take advantage of this. 1-800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com. Up on PrisonPlanet.com, we have a big fat link up at the top. If you forget the website, please, ladies and gentlemen, they're great sponsors. They're the oldest continually operating company. They're patriots. They're good people. It's high quality, and they support this broadcast. It's a win, 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 win situation. Get your water filters, too. All of this, and by the way, Steve Schenck on his radio show that he does every weekend here on Genesis, he spends about 10% of his time. I tune in and never hear him talk about his food. He talks about, has experts on about guns, about wood stoves, about preparation, about cold weather gear, about how to get out of cities. Tell him about your show here on Genesis.
Well, what we do on that, we call it Fearless Radio, guys, not just because we're stupid enough to say anything and we're fearless to take the consequences. The whole idea is there's a lot of stuff out there that you've got no control of. You can't control foreign policy. You can't control whether the dollar crashes. You can't control anything. And so what we come up with is we believe that if you have the solution, there's no problem. And the whole objective is we take every single dependency that people have. The most important one, obviously, is food, but also emergency
preparedness. Well, they've taught men how to sit around and watch TV and drink beer, and then the women do everything. That's why women are mad at men. Men, you're supposed to be in charge, okay? You're supposed to be taking care of your family. And if you don't have the food put up and the gun safe to defend it, and I mean, I don't care, folks. If you can buy 2 acres of scrub brush somewhere and have an army tent, if the cities unfold and everything unravels, imagine you can go to the hills for a year while everything falls apart. And we're not saying that's going to happen. The feds are saying it probably is. The dollar is plunging. Regardless, I had storable food 10 years ago. Okay? I mean, I believe in this. I know it is a sound investment. It is a absolute essential. 1-800-409-5633. And in closing, Steve Schenck with the J. Michael Stevens Company, you're also doing a new deal where folks can also bring more people to buy food and then get big discounts.
Yes, it's going to be an interesting situation. We're going to announce that probably next week. I think we'll be ready for it. It will be absolutely phenomenal. It's never been done in the United States before. And for that portion of it, let's wait and just tell people that it's going to be coming, and we'll announce it first time on your show, Alex, because we want your listeners to have the first shot at it.
And by the way, you're the longest continual company because of quality, dedication. You believe in this. You're not fly-by-night. I said 27 from memory. How many years have you been doing this?
26.
Okay, 26. My brain gets things backwards. Okay, so 26 years doing this because you're very competitive as well. That's why you're the biggest. That's why you're the best. And Steve Schenck, we are honored to have you. And by the way, I'm getting another year supply because I just gave family a year supply. By the way, I bought all my family water filters. I probably bought 20 of them over the last 10 years. I'm buying more water filters. I mean, folks, we need to be prepared. That is normal. That's what our forefathers did. It is abnormal to not be prepared. Do you agree with that?
Absolutely. And the thing is, you look at it scripture, you look at it any other way. The only way that you can be fearless is to take every single dependency that you've got and take control of it. If
I want to have you
control.
I want to have you back up, Steve, to talk about this fear-based system and how to give a. You know, people tell me, "Oh, you're paranoid about." No. I know what's going on. I'm making. It's as Patrick Henry said. I want to know the truth of it, no matter how bad it is, and make provision for it. Give him a call 1-800-409-5633. EFoodsDirect.com. Giant banner on PrisonPlanet.com. You never thought about this, folks, because you were bred to be slaves. A free man is armed and has food and water for his family. Get over there today. Steve Schenck, thank you so much for your sponsorship and your support. And I want to have you back up just for your expertise as a guest on the show in the near future. We'll be right back with the final segment.
Here, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Millions of people suffer daily with back pain, hip pain, leg pain, sciatica, poor posture, and more. How would you like to have a tool to use at home anytime you need to help relieve the pain and not just treat the symptoms? All of these people are relaxing on a unique device placed under the hips to elevate the sacrum and let tight muscles relax. It's called the SacroWedgie. And was invented by a sports trainer to first help his athletes and now is helping thousands. The SacroWedgie is not a quick fix, but a lifestyle, and can even be used sitting at a desk or in the car. Of course, results will vary. However, the more balanced you are, the fewer problems you'll have. Relax 20 minutes daily for relief. It only costs $29.95 for the SacroWedgie and $12.95 for the neck roll. Visit our website at www.sacrowedgie.com or call 1-800-737-9295 for a free brochure. The SacroWedgie works when all else fails.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
There certainly is, ladies and gentlemen, and they want us to pin it. And that's what this show is all about, is getting you independent, getting you independent. And so I certainly hope you'll visit eFoods Direct right now, because I believe passionately in this. I think if you look at the evidence, you'll believe in it as well. I got a sneaking suspicion in the next 10 years, you're going to need food. And by the way, these are good meals. I don't mean to get off into it. I'll end up babbling forever, but this is good stuff. This stuff you can eat your investment. This is win. We're out of time. The good news is Ron Paul is leading Republicans in web traffic by a whopping 45%. And that's out of gambling911.com, one of the big sites that does the numbers and looks at it. So Las Vegas is even upping him even higher. The good news is the U.S. Senate is saying that they may be willing to torpedo the Law of the Sea Treaty, which gives ownership and control and regulatory taxation power to the United Nations of the world's oceans. You think Russia claiming part of the North Pole is bad, which, frankly, Russia really did used to claim that during their empire. The British claimed the rest of it. This is a million times more illegitimate than that. They have no claim, but it's to tax it and regulate it. And that's from the JBS, Brian Farmer. It's up on theprisonplanet.com. It's not surprising the Council on Foreign Relations would support the Law of the Sea Treaty. After all, the CFR has always believed that promoting world government is a good idea. And it goes on to how they're trying to pass the Law of the Sea Treaty, but the Senate's not going along with it, so we need to push on that to make sure that stops. Pay-as-you-drive threat to privacy. I heard a radio talk show on this network yesterday talking about, is it true that they want to put transponders in the inspection stickers in Missouri, in Texas? I've seen bills in both state houses that were narrowly defeated the last two legislative sessions. We've posted them. We've linked them. I have seen TxDOT reports where they put the readers in the ground, and they have readers already put up 6 years ago in San Antonio and Houston, and I talked to people installing them once in Houston, and they said, yeah, it's to read transponders. They're going to make the trucks taken to differentiate Mexican versus U.S., but then they're going to universalize it. Yes, it's true. Yes, they're doing it. I mean, when even our own talk shows can't figure this out, we got a problem. The enemy is lying about this. The good news to mention is flag charges were dropped against against Deborah Kuhn and her husband. So that is certainly a big victory there as well. I wanted to play this clip, and maybe we'll just play 30 seconds of it. A big argument erupted. People stormed out of the House chambers. That's good. They're supposed to be fighting with each other. You want gridlock. You don't want everyone being decorum and agreeing and greasing the skids to hell on earth. And this is over trying to stop the illegal aliens. People wouldn't go along with it. And so there was a fit thrown. Here it is.
I'd like to briefly comment to my colleague from California when he talks about and laments on behalf of the Pentagon about all of the problems they're potentially going to have making all of these units up and doing all of these things. I'd like to remind my colleague that the Pentagon has plenty of people speaking for them and working for them.
Chair recognizes.
It is our job as a member of the House of Representatives to speak for our armed forces.
I ask unanimous consent to vacate the vote that we have just taken.
Okay, this is what real liberty looks like. When they start beating each other in the heads with canes and there's deaths, we know that liberty is rising again and the jewel is protected. And this hasn't happened in 75 years. I was trying to look. I know it happened in the 1920s, some beating on the head with canes, but it's getting close again, and that's a good, healthy sign of red-blooded activity. Now, what were they trying to ban? The Republicans were able to pass that they're not going to have the feds pay for illegal aliens to have free housing and illegal aliens to be given housing loans through federal loans. The Democrats tried to get up and block and tried to nullify the vote. And they just threw a fit and stormed out. Good, that's liberty. God bless you all. See you Sunday, 4 to 6. God bless.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.
Hello.